I'll just mention that it's conceivable this video is going to go kaflooey because the power keeps on going out. But there will be a recording regardless, Mitzvah Shem. Parshas B'Shalach. Filled with so much. But I think given the times, given the times and given the struggles that that people might have with emunah, given the times, let's talk about the following. I have a friend, actually I have several friends, who I knew their father. He was the most splendid of people. An unbelievable person. His name was Rabbi Elazar Levy. My friends that I know the two in particular, they're all unusual people. They're graced always with a beautiful smile. They are Talmid Chachamim. They are people who are there for other people all the time in every different fashion. Helping them with learning issues, helping them with physical issues, with financial issues. They're just there. Unbelievable people. And their father, you could see they were cut from that bolt of cloth. Their father had a constant smile on his face. Whenever I'd attend one of their simchas, he'd be standing there, you know, singing, Chahaste Hashem ki lo samnu ki lo chalu rachamov. Chahaste Hashem ki lo samnu ki lo chalu rachamov. He's always singing that. That was very beautiful. And even his yortzeit is Motzei Shabbos, this Motzei Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. And thought it would be interesting to have our discussion revolve around what I learned from watching him. When he passed away several years ago, I went to be Menachem Avel, the three brothers. They're also sisters as well, but I didn't know them, obviously. But the three brothers, I went to be Menachem Avel. And I said to them, so your father was born in Canada, because I knew they were born in Canada. And they said, oh, no, our father was born in Romania. He came to Canada after the war. He lost everybody, and he didn't even know when their yahrzeit was. I was like stunned. Here is this person with this constant smile on his face that he gave over through his spiritual DNA, I suppose also with his nurture to his children. This beatific smile, and always talking about the chasadim of Hashem, chaste Hashem kilo samnu kilo chalu rachamov, and he was a survivor who lost everything. So put that on the back burner just for a moment. The Maral says in Gvuras Hashem that there are three emunos that are associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is the emuna that the Jewish people exhibited when Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in Mitzrayim. It says, Vayamein ha'am. There is the emuna at Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayaminu ba'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo. And then there's the emuna of Matan Torah, V'gam b'choy aminu le'olam. These are the three fundamental emunas, says the Maral. If they all stand, that's fine. And if they don't stand, then our whole relationship with the Torah crumbles. He says that the first emunah is the emunah in Hashgacha. The second emunah of Vayaminu Hashem of Moshe Avdo is the emunah in Metziyus Hashem, in the reality of Hashem. And the last one is the emunah in Torah Min HaShemayim. Now obviously, I mean, we're not going to deal right now with the Torah Min HaShemayim, but the first two seem out of order. How can you believe in Hashgacha before you believe in Metzius Hashem. How can you believe in Hashem's divine providence before you believe in the Creator being there altogether? To which the Maharal says, well, no, we're not talking about that. That's obvious. You believe the Creator is there. The question is He everything? Is He everything? Or is He, Galila, not everything? Is there other options available, etc.? Right? In that case, you saw the Hashgach of Hashem. They saw the Hashem's involvement in their lives. They saw that already in Mitzrayim. But did they know how absolutely there is nothing other than the Rabbono Shel Olam? He is Hakol. He is everything. That they didn't become aware of until they crossed Yam Suf. Okay. So I have several questions to ask here. First of all, if we're talking about recognizing that Hashem is everything, in other words, you see glaring, you know, contradictions. For instance, as the Beis Halevi speaks at great length, they saw the chesed of Hashem was on the one hand, yeah, giving them deliverance at Yam Suf, and at the same time, the din was being visited upon the Mitzrim, who were drowning, etc. Well, I understand that. It's a very powerful lesson. But in Mitzrayim also, in the Makkah of Dam, they saw something very, very similar. Maybe not as quite as phantasmagoric in terms of its scope and in terms of how the effect it has, but in terms of the paradox, in the Makkah of Dam, when the Mitzri would drink from the cup of water, it was Dam. The Jew would drink from the same cup of water, it was Mayim. If the Mitzri paid the Jew for the water, then he drank water. And if he didn't, it was Dam. To me, that seems that reality is completely dependent upon Hashem. All reality, total, right? But okay, that's one question, though. Another question is, why is it they understood Dafka over here, Vayaminu b'Hashem b'Moshe avdo? They believed in Hashem and Moshe is Eved. If the Chas v'Chalila thought until now Moshe was pulling this off through witchcraft, through Kishuf, then why should they think that this is any different? It's true, bigger scope. Again, is that enough for a reason? If they didn't believe in Moshe, first of all, if they didn't believe in Moshe, why did they leave Mitzrayim? Why did they listen to anything he said? God forbid, he could have been a charlatan, a sorcerer. Why now? Avinu Hashem of Moshe Avdo. And finally, why did they now sing Shira? Well, they left Mitzrayim. Sing Shira. You've been taken out of Mitzrayim. You've been there 400 years, 210 years, however many years you've been there. You've been in servitude. You've been under torment and distress and torture and all the people beaten to death and everything for hundreds of years. Sing Shira. No, only here they sing Shira. It's interesting. So now let's continue. In Perek Gedal, Pasuk Beis, it says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yashuv v'yachanu l'fnei pi achiros, v'en migdol v'en hayam, l'fnei bal tzafon, n'chachos achanu al hayam. V'amar faro, l'vnei Yisrael, Rashi explains, doesn't mean l'vnei Yisrael, al b'nei Yisrael, nevuchim him ba'oretz, Sagar aleim amidbar. V'chizakti es leiv paro, v'radaf acharehem, v'kavdo b'faro, v'chol chilo, v'yadu mitzrayim ki ani Hashem v'yasu chen. Well, Hashem tells Moshe, Daber ben Yisrael, tell the Jewish people, tell them the plot, tell them the plan, tell them what's happening. Go back towards Piachiros. Paro will say about you, they're confused, right? They don't know what they're doing. They're going backwards towards Mitzrayim. I will strengthen his heart. He will run after you. And Hashem says, well, then he'll be turned, I mean, doesn't get quite so graphic, turned into goulash, right? And so the Jewish people listened. Says Rashi, v'ashuvu l'achoreihem, right? They turned back, l'achoreihem. And l'tzad Mitzrayim, I mean, b'karvin kol yom shlishi, etc. They went back, right? And Paro indeed thought that they were lost in the desert. Everything is according to plan. Why then, right? Why then afterwards, when Paul starts coming for them, they knew the plot already. This is Vayiru. They're terribly afraid. Right? They're terribly afraid. Why are they so afraid? Pasuk says, Upari kriv vayisu b'nei Yisrael aseneim, v'nei Mitzrayim noseh achareim. Paro's coming close, right? B'nei Yisrael lifted up their eyes. They saw Paro, the Mitzrayim is coming after him. Vayiru ma'od. Right? They were terribly afraid. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. And they called out to Hashem. I mean, he said that was going to happen. Says Fasemis. Lama tziv Hashem yizborach sheyazru l'mitzrayim. Right? V'yira. Why does Hashem want this whole plot? Still about Mitzrayim. Right? The power should sink. V'yira ki al yedei sheyitzias Mitzrayim haya shelo al pizchus Yisrael. Says Fasemis because having left Egypt was not based upon their merit. Rak al yedei shehivtiach Hashem yizborach la'ovos lo'tzienu mi'mitzrayim. Because Baruch Hu promised the Avos that he would take us out of Mitzrayim. V'ratza Hashem Yisborach sheyashuvu. And because Baruch Hu wanted them, right? V'yelehem gu'ula shniyah mitzad zchusam. Hashem wanted them to merit the Yetziyah to one degree or another. Maybe not to the nth degree, but to one degree or another. Because all in Mitzrayim, everything was passive. They watched, wow, look what he did to them. Dam, Tzardeah, Kinim, Orob, Dever, Shrin, Borat, Arba. Choshech, Makas, Vachor, wow, look what he did to them. V'zeo she'omer b'kriyas Yamsuf, she'ahayu nesunim b'din. That's why the Chazal say in the Medrash that at Yamsuf, B'nai Yisrael were, as it were, yeah, being accused by the forces of din in the world, saying, why should they deserve? They're Ovdei Vorazar also. Halalu Avodei Vorazar, Halalu Avodei Vorazar. Why are they any better than the Mitzrayim? And the question we ask, why didn't the Midas didn't say that by the 10 Makos? Why do they deserve what he called to say from these Makos? They're not so good either. Because then it was all based upon the promise to the Avos. It wasn't B'din. They indeed didn't deserve anything. Shahaya Rotson Atalius no Shoyim Gam al Piyadin. Oh, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to orchestrate that they should be worthy to be saved. At this point, Midas HaDin says, just a second. B'din, you want them to be worthy to be saved? What makes them so worthy? They're over the Avodah Zarah. This entire orchestration, right, of what would the Jewish people do, and there really is, it's not so simple, the reaction is not so simple, right? The reaction is not so simple. But they went backwards towards Mitzrayim. It was an act of faith, listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't easy for them. Being enslaved by the Mitzrayim all these years, it wasn't easy for them, but they listened. That's an act of faith. That's an act of faith, as it were, that makes them to some degree worthy of being treated differently than the Mitzrayim themselves. What gave them the capacity to do that? They did see all those Nisim in Mitzrayim. Albeit they stood by passively and watched. Now they needed an act of faith. Act of faith with the turn back towards Mitzrayim. When they saw the Mitzrayim coming, interestingly enough, they called out to Hashem. Vayitzaku. It's Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Says Rashi on that Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Tafsu umnus avosam. They put into action the methodology of their forefathers, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Rashi brings psukim, each one showing how the Avos mispalel. It's a strange Rashi. I need to know that the Avos mispalel. And why Bechlau used Tafsu umnus avosam. Says the Gurariye, because really that's what they did. They weren't completely dependent upon Hashem. They weren't completely given to will daven, Hashem will respond, he'll save us. They knew they were Jews. They know they were the children of the Avos. They knew the Avos davened. We should daven also. But their heart wasn't as much in it. Can you imagine? So it's a strange, as it were, sort of combination of acts of faith and insufficient faith, but nonetheless, right, it had some merit to it. And then, of course, we know that Nachshon Ben Ammi and Dodnov, perhaps all of Sheva Ben Yamin, the Jewish people followed to jump into Yam Suf. A bit of faith. Says the Sfas Emes. So what was their fear? If in fact, right, well, why they show faith, they have lack of faith, especially when the Maharal says they davened in a perfunctory fashion, but they showed the faith to go back towards Mitzrayim. Why all the steers? Why all the complexity? Why all the in and out? You could say it's human psychology, but still, perhaps you should understand it a little bit different, a little bit deep, more deeply. The ein muvan, says the Sfas Emes, right? Smack dab in the middle of this keta here. The ein muvan, it's not understood, says the Sfas Emes. Me'achash yivtiach Hashem yizbroch sheyashuvu kidei la'abeg chil paro. For Ashav, Ma Yelem Lira. What were they afraid of? Why was the davening the perfunctory? What were they? Why were they so afraid? Why were they screaming? Ach Yodu Ze is precisely the point of Sfas Emes. Hashem was orchestrating for them an opportunity that they should be Zoche B'din, they should merit by right to be saved at Yam Suf. And they didn't believe in themselves. Ach yodu zeh shetzrichem liyos govrim al pi zchus atzmusam, v'chach yoru, af sherou b'mitzrayim kol anisim, even though they saw all the nisim that took place in Mitzrayim, u'bavayda heminu v'Hashem yisbarach, and they believed in Hashem, sheyuchol hoshiyam keherif ayin, that he could save them in an instant. They had no doubts about that. Rak kanizkale'el shahaya b'daitim shol yeh lehem neis, Rak sheyeh hakol b'kocham, v'gishu she'ein lehem koach kolkach. They knew that what Hashem was trying to create over here was a scenario that they should be worthy based upon their merit, and they felt they didn't have the merit. They didn't believe in themselves. They didn't believe that Hashem would be there for them, not because Hashem couldn't do it. They knew Hashem could do anything. They didn't think that Hashem would be there for them because they weren't worthy. V'zeh fresh shebein yetzias Mitzrayim l'kriyas Yam Suf, says the Sfas Emes. That's the difference between leaving Egypt and the splitting of the sea. Ki yetzias Mitzrayim rak sheyotzin me'hametzar. Mitzrayim, they left the straits, the terrible state they were in Mitzrayim. Aval nishar hametzar, but it still remained. The Mitzrayim remained. What the Mitzrayim represented, what Mitzrayim represented, still remained. Ki yetzias Yam Suf hu shenidche kol hametzar mifneihem. There, the enemy, as it were, was erased because they understood that Hashem recognized, that Hashem appreciated, in spite of all their misgivings, but he appreciated their efforts. He understood, right, that it was a struggle for them to believe in themselves, but they did it. It was hard. And now they knew they were on the way to being Hashem's people, and no one would ever subjugate them again. Not spiritually. Not so totally like the Mitzrayim did. Not in the fashion of the Mitzrayim, like we said last week, that the Mitzrayim, the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, was like the fetus inside the mother cow. Everything Mitzrayim was bechesed, and here they were zocha to one degree or another, bedin. Shebekocham nikra hayam. Interesting. Fascinating. The Beis Halevi points out, when trying to explain why it is all of a sudden they recognized over here that tremendous yira for Hashem, emunah b'Hashem. Why dafke here? Why not in Mitzrayim? He says because they crossed the Yam Suf. And as the Medrash says, there was water underneath them, there was water to the sides of them, the water is a canopy above them. And given the situation, and they saw how that same water, right, is forming a walkway for them, a canopied walkway. That same water is drowning the midstream. They began to comprehend that Hashem wills and therefore I be, and were he not to will, I am not. Why didn't they see that? That which the Beis Levi points out. Why didn't they comprehend it, albeit perhaps a little bit less phantasmagoric, in the Makkah of Dam? Because they weren't invested in the Makkah of Dam. The Makkah of Dam they saw happen. They didn't participate. When a person participates with an act of bitochon, when he struggles to make an effort to live consciously, and this is true for us in all walks of life, in all aspects of life, if you invest, you bear fruit. It's for that reason I think they understood now, Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo. I said before they didn't believe that Moshe was the Eved Hashem before. They thought perhaps he was a sorcerer, a suit, what they call it. Mm-mm. They understood now that the degree to which you are an Eved of Hashem, you're walking with Hashem. His Hashgacha is tailored according to the degree that you pose yourself as an Eved to Hashem. Like the Nefesh HaChaim points out on the Pasuk, he brings a Medrash on the Pasuk of Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Minecha. The way you move your hand, right? That's the way the shadow is cast. Hashem Tzilcha is like the tail of your right hand. Just as when a person moves his hand, so the shadow is cast in sync with the movement of his hand. So to Hashem's Hashgacha is like that shadow. The Nefesh HaChaim brings that medrash to explain the understanding of the shame that Hashem told Moshe, if the Jewish people ask you, who sent you? What name should I use? And Hashem told Moshe, tell them, Eke Asher Eke, I will be who I will be. And Chazal say, yeah, I will be based upon what they do. I will be based upon what they do. You invest, what you put in is what you take out. That's who I will be. And so they saw that here. And they understood that Moshe was who he was because he was the quintessential Eved Hashem. Moshe could split the Yam. Moshe could brought retroactively those Eser Makos, not because he's a soothsayer or a sorcerer. He is the Eved Hashem. Aminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo. After experiencing all of this, they began to sing. Right? Begin to sing. Why they sing? Says the Gurarye. It says, Allah belibam. And Rashi says, Az Yeshim Moshe, Az Kisharah Hanes, Allah belibo. Moshe is what he called, and so too also the Jewish people, Shiyashir Shira. Right? What does it mean, the Aliyah Belev? The Aliyah Belev rose up in the heart. Says the Maral, it's not that he felt, oh, there's a chiyuv now. I'm a chiyuv now to sing, so I'm going to sing. It bypassed the head. It came out of the heart. It was Allah belibo. Before then, it wasn't Allah belibo. When they were in Mitzrayim, right, they could have said, oh, this is appropriate now to sing. We should sing Shira. But to sing a real Shira, it can't be because, oh, I'm a chiyuv to do it. It has to be bursting out of one's heart. That level of connection didn't exist in Mitzrayim. Why? Because they weren't invested. They watched. Here at Yam Suf, they participated. True, they didn't even believe in themselves initially. But in the end, right, it was sufficient. The entry into the Yam. They invested. They invested. The fruits came in return, not just in terms of the Hashgacha of Hashem, but in terms of their perception of self also changed. The Shira was Olah B'Yam. The Shira rose up in their heart to sing from the experiences they had at Yam Suf. The Chassam Sofer makes an interesting comment. Right. He makes a comment. We say, Micha Mocha Ba Eilim Hashem, Micha Mocha Nedar Ba Kodesh. We say it in the Shira. And Chazal say, Micha Mocha Al Tikro Be Eilim Ela Be Ilmim, the silent ones. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ach, Vayar Yisrael Sayar Agdola, Asher Asashim Yitzrayim, Vashil Mehem, Aki Yizir Aleim, Az Vayaminu Bashem, Emuna Chadosha, Mashalo Yodu Mi'az, Vaz Shoru Micha Mocha Ba'ilmim. In other words, they understood now, once you invest, not only is the level of Hashem's providence different, Hashem Tzilchal Yad Minecha, your entire perception, your understanding of things is different. Now they were able to state in their Shira that we have the capacity to believe in Hashem even when He's silent. Because we know He will eventually speak when we don't know. Micha mocha ba'il mim Hashem. So, Shiras Hayam, because they invested, made them worthy of being saved b'din, right, as the Sfasemis points out, others. It also changed their ability to comprehend what was going on, to perceive in their relationship to Hashem. Now they have the capacity even to sing Micha Mocha Ba'ilim Al Tikre Ba'ilim El Be'ilmim. Be'ilmim. We can even, as it were, praise Hashem even when He's being silent, because we know He will speak. Let's go back to our story. Right? Our story was that Elazar Levy, whenever I saw him, right, he was always singing. Right? Chaste Hashem ki lo samnu ki lo chalu rachamov. Chaste Hashem ki lo samnu ki lo chalu Rachamov. He had two choices after the war. He could have focused on how could Hashem have taken from me everything that He took. An entire family. His relatives. I'm his young man. He wasn't married yet. But his relatives. How could He have taken that from me? But He didn't. He was committed to focusing on the chesed of Hashem that He was alive. Oh, that doesn't answer your question as to the din of Hashem and why your immediate family is no longer here. He wasn't going to focus on that. That was a case of Micha Mocha Ba'ilmim. Pasuk says, we say it every Shabbos in Pesukah Dezimra of Shabbos, in the Davi B'Shanosos Tamol Lefnei Avimelech V'Yigashay V'Yelach. Right? When David ran away, fled Shaul, he came to the town of Gass. And he was saved miraculously from there. I don't go into the story right now. But there in the Perek in Tillim, it says, Avarchos Hashem B'chol Eis Tamiti L'Sol B'Fi. Avachos Hashem b'chol eis tamiti l'so b'fi, says the Malbim. What gives me the capacity to mevorach Hashem b'chol eis, the different itim, the different junctions and junctures in the stream of time. There's an eis shalom, there's an eis mechama, an eis lehov, an eis l'snow. Different as it were, sections of time in history. What gives the person the capacity to mivarach Hashem b'chol eis? Because tamid tilaso b'fi. Because His praise, I'm always being mivarach Him, praising Him for what He does for me. Since I'm doing that, even when difficult eis comes my way, I don't lose my bearings. I have the capacity to mivarach Him b'chol eis. Person invests, makes choices, chooses to live consciously, not only is he zochet to greater divine providence, but he is zochet to greater divine insight. Close with the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar Levi used, right, was Chaste Hashem ki lo samnu ki lo cholo rachamav. The pasuk is from Eicha. There in Perek Gimel, the psukim preceding that, V'omar avad nitzchi v'sochalti me'Hashem, I'm lost. Hashem zchor an yum rudi la anav arosh. See how much I suffer. Zachor tiskor v'sashir chalai nafshi. Remember, see how bent over I am. Zos ashiv elibi al kein ochil. This, however, will place upon my heart, and that way I can still maintain my hope. After everything that I've described, Echoy Yashwab Adad, how could it be? Here, Abbasiyam, where all the people, where all the communities, all destroyed, you could focus on that. Rav Elazar Levi and people like him. I'm not saying I have the capacity to do that. I'm only telling a story about a person that I knew. Chaste Hashem, ki lo samnu, that's the next pasuk. Ki lo cholu rachamov. And the pasuk right after that is Chadashim la bikorim rabbi munasecha. Every morning, great is your faith. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faith in us, as the Bnei Yisachar says. Amazing. Amazing. So no wonder all these things took place at Yam Suf and not in Mitzrayim. They appreciated who Moshe was. I mean, Hashem Moshe Avdom. They sang Shira because to sing Shira perfunctorily, there's no point. Shira has to well up inside of a person. But it only wells up inside of the person, not if the person is a passive bystander. Right? He's looking for the outside. If he invests, he chooses. Right? On any level, to invest. Then he's zocha. He's zocha. That person then sees things differently. The Shira wells up inside of him. It's a new reality. His heart wants to sing Shira, not just his brain telling him, you're mechuyev to sing Shira. It's a point to ponder. Considering the events of the previous week, Shem Yishmor, considering the difficulties that the Klal bears and that so many individuals bear as well, in many different forms, in many different fashions, illnesses and deep needs in all different ways, panasa, health, etc. It's a lesson to learn. If we invest, then the level of hashkacha changes in cadence with our, right? No guarantees, but the level of hashkacha definitely changes. And not only that, our level of understanding changes as well. And things that perhaps we just took for granted before, like the Jewish people prior to the splitting of the sea, they could daven perfunctorily, but they didn't believe in themselves. Once a person makes that leap, however big that is, that choice to live consciously, that level of mesiras nefesh, doing what is person knows is right as opposed to what's convenient or easy, then a whole new world opens before us. Hashem Yazor, right? We shouldn't be tested, but at the same time, Hashem Yazor, that this level of clarity should penetrate not just from our minds, but penetrate deep, deep into our hearts as well. Have a good Shabbos and Besoros Tovos.